The Mishnah in the beginning of Megillah tells us, what's that? Oh, that's next door. Megillah Nikris, B'yid Aleph, B'yid Beis, B'yid Gimel, B'yid Dalet, B'tetzvav. That Megillah is read on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th day of Adar. So we're familiar with the 14th and 15th day. The 14th is the regular day of Purim for most people. That's a week Sunday. And in Jerusalem, they observe Purim on the 15th day because that's what happened. The Shushan Purim was the walled city, and they were celebrating a day later. So be it as it may, we know Yud-Dalet is for Rov of Klal Yisrael, and Tetzvav is for Yerushalayim. We'll come back to Tetzvav in a minute. What about Yud-Dalet, Yud-Beis, and Yud-Gimel? So who reads on 11, 12, and 13? Today, just about nobody, but back in the day, they used to read. Who used to read on 11, 12, and the Kfarim? There were small villages, and either different opinions what exactly they could. They either didn't know how to lane, they didn't have a minyan, because the halacha is in general that it's preferable to read Megillah with a minyan because persume nisa, you publicize the miracle. But strictly speaking, if I'm home alone and I still have to hear the Megillah, so either if I know how to lane, I read it myself. If not, I get someone else to read, however I'm going to do it. So that's the halacha. So they didn't know how to read, they couldn't read, whatever the case might have been, different opinions. So they used to come in on the Monday and Thursday before Purim, whatever day it came out, either 11, 12, 13, depending what day Purim was on. And they used to read the Megillah for the towns who couldn't read it on their own. So that's 11, 12, and 13. In fact, I think it's the Chachma Shlomo. He points out, interesting, we find the word Purim mentioned five times in the Megillah. Yeah, twice it's spelled full with a vav, pei vav, resh yud mem, and the other three times it's spelled incomplete. So he says, why is it? So he says it's an allusion to the Mishnah, because there are really 2 days of Purim which are full, Yud-Dalet and Tetzvav, but 11, 12, and 13 are in full days, because even if they read the Megillah, they still didn't do Shalach Manos, they didn't do the Suda on that day, they waited to Purim itself. So that's the 11, 12, and 13 was a special dispensation for Mikra Megillah. According to the Jerusalem Talmud, the whole month of Adar is okay. And also, we don't go with that opinion, but according to Yushami writes, even if a walled city heard on the 14th, maybe they Yotze also, because everyone's really part of the 14th. So nevertheless, so that's the halacha. 11, 12, so today we really have an early reading, unless the Purim falls out on Shabbos, which it only could fall out on Shabbos in Jerusalem if it's the 15th, so then they would read Megillah early, they'd read it on Friday with everybody else. But generally speaking, and some say it doesn't apply today, only when the Beis HaMikdash was up or whatever the case might have been. So either way, so they point out that, and what did they do at nighttime? Apparently there wasn't a night reading. So they point out, so what about someone was asked a question, I think Rabbi Rimon, a school, this year it's on Sunday, so the kids aren't going to go to the Megillah, about having a Megillah reading on Friday. Would it fall on the Yud-Dalet of your Beis and your Gimel? So basically, you could do it for educational purposes. That pastors should make it without a bracha to show, not to mislead people, you can do it early, but in order that people should know about Purim, so perhaps having an early reading. Nevertheless, so that's Yud-Dalet of your, and then Yud-Dalet and Tetzvav. So the Gemara talks about, what about a town that's not sure? if it was a walled city from the time of Yoshua ben Nun or not, and a list of different cities where they say are Safek Muchmus Chama. So the halacha is, assuming you make that cut, so you still read the Megillah on the 14th, that's still your main day, but on the 15th, you'll just read the Megillah, that's it. You don't do the other things. You read the Megillah on the 15th without a bracha. So the shaila is, today, unfortunately, we know we have the war in Gaza. So whatever it was, 2005 or whatever it was, the last time the Jews resided in Gaza before they returned it, or you know, returned it but gave it away, gave it back. So, or gave it away. So, the question is, what about Jews in Gaza today? When would they read the Megillah? Because Gaza is one of the places mentioned as a place of, it's a doubtful, we're not sure if it was a walled city during the time of Yeshua ben Nun. So I guess my question, I'm assuming that before the Jewish people left Gaza, they used to read the Megillah without a bracha on the 15th. But I saw a psak from Avadi Yosef's son that says, no, today, this totally celebrate on the 14th day, because today it's a city taken over by non-Jews, and here it's this Sony Israel living there, and therefore he paskin that they shouldn't do anything on the 15th, not even read the Megillah in doubt. Other places, the different minhagim, Chazon Ish grew up in Abrak, others have different places, Yafo, where it's a Suffolk Mukhmas Kama, so that's the practice. And so in Jerusalem, it's the only place where they make a bracha on day 15, because that's Tvadai. The other cases which are in doubt, so we have a principle, Suffolk Brachas Lahakel, they'll read the Megillah on the 15th without a bracha. And in Gaza, the psak of Rav Yosef was that we don't treat it as a Suffolk anymore, and therefore we only read, they celebrate Purim on day 14.